Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, I'm here with...
Carlos De Jesus.
Once again, my friend, partner in crime, and the fucking Bucky to the Mr. Rogers in the neighborhood, Captain America. But like I said before, they got hero shit to do, so you're stuck with us. And it's fun. Been a fucking week. Freeze was good. That was fun having him last week. That was good shit.
Yeah, I love his stories. His stories are great.
The cool thing, yesterday I was hanging out with him in a parking lot, and for like 2 hours, just standing there with a coffee, just shooting the shit, and he's coming back. We got to get in about like either next week or the week after, so that's pretty good. Cold War fucking shit, man. That's a trip. It's hard to believe that was the way it is. It's
yeah, like, and it wasn't too long ago either.
No, it's hard to believe there was no war at one point. You know, like, because everything we do is just, because no matter what, there's shit going on in Iraq, and it's to the point where, or Afghanistan, or where else, and it's to the point where it's just, it's to be expected, and it's kind of drowned out. It's like anything else that's happened that's a very important thing. You just get... like the AIDS epidemic or anything like that. It's the, you know, wars, anything that's actually doing shit to people. Right. It's just like used to it, like, well, it's kind of gone, you know, like diabetes. And now pretty soon gun control is going to go that way, or the Me Too, you know, everybody's being sexually harassed and it's going to be like, oh, well, yeah, that's how it is. And everything, you get kind of callous to it. I think it's kind of weird.
Yeah, a little bit. What do you feel about the gun control thing? I kind of want to actually go on to that for a second.
Yeah. Really? I'm trying to avoid it, but since you asked,
why is that?
Because
it's like, is it because you feel it's super divisive or
no? Why I avoid it honestly is because people don't understand guns. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, if you want to talk about guns and stuff like that, and being a comic dude, like you've been here. If you log days, you probably got me 10-1 in this fucking place. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And who are most of the people that we really come in contact with?
As far as like political opinions concerned, generally, especially here, it's very, very liberal people.
Right.
Very, very almost left-wing liberal.
Right.
You know, like they're almost extreme. Like I wouldn't say they're all, because like there's some that you could talk to here and have a reasonable understanding of what it is, but then a lot of it is very much so, oh no, guns are just bad and I'm not going to hear any other opinion. And it's very hard to talk to people about that kind of stuff, you know, because then they just start talking at you about how they feel is the reason why guns should be or are wrong. Not should be banned, but they just are wrong.
And then it's all reverts back to whoever the president is. And it's like, oh, fuck you. It's because you support Obama. Fuck you. It's because you support Trump. It's like, and it reverts to that. That's why you were Clinton.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, dude, let's keep it simple. Let's talk about a problem. Like, honestly, I think that guns, in the wrong hands are a problem, but these people are opportunists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, if they didn't, they're going to do bad shit, like, no matter what, you know? And I get it, the guns are, I think media is more of the problem than the guns, because the fastest way, and I had a bit about this, was the fastest way to get famous is to either be a mass murderer or be offended and post it on Facebook. Like, hey, did you see this? And then everybody's like and share.
Right.
You know?
Right. So. It's very much so an outrage culture. And at the same time, I actually, it's also, I feel like, a media thing and a society thing as well. Yep. Because, like, if you look at what, like, is a big thing now is mass shootings, you know, school shootings. And every one of them, I haven't done so too much research, but every one of them I can believe that have been all done by men. By dudes, you know, by boys, you know. I don't think I can think of a single one that was, like, a lady mass shooter. I read earlier today this article about how children, like, in school, if boys exude masculine confidence, you know, they essentially shame them. And then, but if women were to do the same exact kind of behavior, they would praise them. And that's like, it's like a huge bias thing. And this is an actual article that I read earlier today, but I believe it was CNN. And that, you know, the whole, like, that puts pressure on the dudes, you know, because then they wonder why when they grow up, either they're, like, for some reason, women don't like them. Because women don't like soft men.
Right.
They don't. They just don't. You know, they don't, they want nice, and this is like super like mansplaining how women feel, but like they don't want that kind of stuff. They want a dominating alpha. That's what most women want, you know? And so like to do that brings pressure upon men, especially growing up, you know, going to high school where everybody starts picking on each other, and that's just kind of a thing you do. If you can't handle that, then you're going to have to lash out in any way that you possibly can. And unfortunately, these happen to be people who are just so out of their mind with, like, all the drugs that they might be taking, like pharmaceutical drugs, you know, and then – or they might be getting off of those kind of medications and they flip out and they have just happen to have access to an AR-15 because, you know, that's just a gun people have.
Well, and well, it's not just that. It's like most of these people aren't even using their own weapons. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, like, what the it's they're using other people's weapons. So, in other words, it's a thing of opportunity. Like, for example, the guys in the Boston Marathon folks, though they use the pressure cooker. Right? Mm-hmm. They didn't have access to a weapon. You're going to use something different. And if you look at these other countries, like, there are countries that are banning machetes because they don't have guns, but their next thing is knives.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you, like, Google the stuff on knives, we, you know, that's a whole other thing. But what...
But what they're scared of, they're scared of what... They're scared of the automatic rifle. They're exactly. scared of they're that's scared of the boogeyman of it. Not right. They're not scared of the actual weapon of it itself, because if they were, they'd be looking more at handguns than they would AR-15s.
Right.
Because AR-15s, they're not as easy to shoot as you think they are, you know? Like,
well, no, and I totally agree, because we had this thing, this came up when we had Titus on the Frosty Eye and Frank show not too long ago. And somebody was calling Lisa May, the girl who does traffic. She's a freaking sweetheart, dude. She, seriously, I love her to death. If she wasn't who she was, she could definitely do MILF porn. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's amazing. She's beautiful. And she's a real sweetheart. I call her Logic May because she knows everything. So, but somebody's going off on her about guns and stuff. And she read what they were saying on air. And I'm driving in an RV. The guy got stuck in traffic. I texted her. I was like, no, you're so right. Because the thing is, like, if you have, they're like, you can't, a pistol versus a rifle, there's no match for the pistol. Because rifle, I'm thinking, that's bullshit. And close contact.
The pistol will outdo it any day.
Not just that, but you're talking about the size of the round that's mm-hmm. coming through there. Like, a 45 will fucking just devastate you. A 45 will leave a pizza-sized hole in the back of you. Yeah. Going out. You know, like, I'm talking large fucking pepperoni. And it's going to look like if a large pepperoni hit the wall. You know what I mean?
I mean, you could get hollow points. You could get hydro points. You get whatever kind of bullet tip you want.
Even green tips, man. Yeah, exactly. Green tips, you're going to fuck somebody up.
Exactly. And any kind of bullet.
A 5.56, I mean, that round is made to go in and bounce around and hurt you and not kill you. And it, honestly, like, I don't think anybody wants to be in a mass shooter situation. I know I don't. And I don't want anybody to be.
No, that's not a thing people want.
I would rather have somebody, and this is going to be fucked up, but truth be told, I would rather have somebody with a full automatic with a high-capacity rifle or magazine come in there versus a regular everyday Joe go in there with a semi-automatic single shot, which that's where people don't get. You can have a 5.56 mm-hmm. or a 22 hunting rifle that looks like something from some old... Lone Ranger television show or Davy Crockett episode, it's a step up from a shitty musket loader. You know what I mean? That's what it looks like, right? And then you have a 5.56, which is the exact same thing, you know? Or you have a 7.6, that's a different size bullet or projectile that comes out of it. And it just looks differently. So that's what freaks a lot of
I would rather have somebody come in with an AR-15, honestly, than somebody come in with, like... a 45 or a fucking, even a 9mm hollow point, because you could get those very easy.
When this guy or gal comes in, we're going to say guy, because usually it's a guy anyway, right? So when this guy comes in the room, high capacity, 5.56, full automatic, when you pull that trigger, you get muzzle rise.
Yeah.
So the second you try to shoot somebody at full auto, that muzzle rise. But
the civilian version doesn't have auto. It doesn't even have exactly. burst. You know, it's a single shot. Like, they don't even have burst.
The big difference between people talking about semi and full auto. Mm-hmm. That's like, you know, so they're trying to ban all the assault, it's fully automatics, which is pretty much already illegal in almost every state.
Yeah, they're pretty much already illegal.
Yeah. And this other argument where it's like, my other... least favorite argument is when people say, well, when they're in the service, and they can use them there, and then they can't use them here, which that's bullshit, because you're a 240 gunner, right? I'm sure you qualified an M16 as well, which is 5.56. It's the same thing as AR-15, except for it's full auto, or burst. Or two. And you had to qualify, right? You had to do that rifle, and not only did you have to qualify, you had to... put it away the second you came back to the States and it sat in an armory until you went on training evolution or something like that. And then that's the only reason why you could have that weapon was because you're qualified for it. And, you know, you did your range time or whatever. You passed boot camp. I think that's the minimum requirement. The maximum requirement to actually use it in combat is to go to the range and qualify marksman or above. And the thing is, we have that kind of I don't know how to say it properly without sounding, you know, I don't want to try to use too many military terms. But it's just like fuck when it's, you well, yeah
this podcast is, right just fucking say it
yeah I don't know. I think when you have all that other stuff and you got to go to the range, you got to qualify and you get used to this weapon, this TOA weapon, table allowance weapon. I wouldn't mind if there was a way for you to actually get a license for different types of, you know, you have to qualify, right. You have to pass background check. And I think each type of platform for a weapon or a rifle or whatever would probably be that. Like if you had a full automatic, then you go to school just for like a full, I mean, maybe not go to school, but you actually have to pass a test like you would a car. And like,
and people, I mean, no, don't give them full automatics. I could understand why full automatics are banned. Like I get that. You know, but, like, even still, I think half of the issue, like, yeah, you could train people all day, but people are also, at the end of the day, you know, kind of not that smart. So you'll have accidents here or there, and then the people will want to use that as, like, an excuse. Like, oh, this is why you shouldn't arm teachers.
Good
and
example, yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, you have a mistake every once in a while, you know, it's a thing, but I'd rather have them be able to protect the children than not be able to and just kind of, like, hide what the dude, one teacher died. Because he was protecting the children, holding the door, you know, with his back, so that way, like, the dude couldn't get in as he's getting shot the fuck up. Could you imagine having the ability to fight back, just even a tiny bit? Because that guy would have fought back. He was already risking his life. He doesn't want to die. He just has no choice. He has absolutely no choice. You know, he's just, those his two options was to be a coward or to be a coward and die saving these children. Yeah. That's it. That's it. It's the only two things. He had no chance, no nothing. And I feel most people don't want to talk about the real things that, cause like half, I don't like every time I get into these kind of discussions, I don't ever hear anybody talk about what the actual law is. It's always about how they feel or, about what the guns are, what they feel that the guns should do. But the guns aren't the problem.
Right.
The guns are never the problem. They're
it's
never
the opportunist.
It's the person that's the problem because I have so much gun training being a security forces in the Air Force.
And with the guns thing.
And I play a lot of video games.
Right. And the laws, when they do talk about the laws, they're talking about shit that happened in Florida and you're in California, where all these laws, like, why aren't these laws here? You understand what the California law is. You don't understand what the Florida law is. You know what I'm saying? You don't understand that that most people have them and it's a big thing. It's a big thing and it doesn't really happen. It's one of the nicest cities in the world where that is, you know? And here's the kicker. My mom, she's at Broward County Hospital, man. Like all the people that were injured in this went to the trauma, to one of the traumas. So my mom's friends were, some of the people were taking care of the shit. And then what I hate is when you have situations like this and people are like, ah, oh, it's fake. Like Sandy Hook was fake and all this other stuff. And I understand where some people can be like, oh, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, crisis actor kind of deal. Like they believe they're all crisis actors. And I mean, I could understand some of them being like false flags, but like, it's still kind of like really a shitty thing to just blanketly say that when you don't necessarily have any kind of proof other than other people's quote unquote proof. You know, like none of that is your proof or your evidence. You're just regurgitating what you heard. You're not really looking anything up.
Yeah, and you're showing like real bodies coming out. Yeah. Like, you know,
I don't think that's cool. It's cool to have a critical mind about these things.
Yes,
but it's not cool to just definitively say that this is what it is
without further investigation. Yeah. I totally agree. I love the fact that we do have. I love Sam Tripoli. He's got the Tinfoil Hat podcast. And I like the.
Well, there's a reason for that. Yeah,
I like the aspect that, you know, hey, let's fucking pull things apart and actually look at it. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't have people actually questioning our authority and stuff like that, then shit's just going to run rampant. If you're like not looking into things, like there's always going to be people saying the Earth is flat and nobody never went to the moon, and that's totally cool, which leaves more people to investigate these things and continuously go in the circle of proving you wrong, proving you right, you know, da da da.
Exactly.
And that goes back to the whole misconceptions of, you know, rifles, pistols, and all that other stuff. Like, it's an opportunist thing, you know? And it's, and when people are like, this should be illegal and this should not be illegal, the thing I was saying initially is that it just sucks that people don't have enough knowledge to know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, people are generally just scared of what they don't know and understand.
Yes.
And that's just a human nature thing. You like when you first walked into the darkness, you're scared of what's in the darkness because you have no idea.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with guns. You're scared of them because you have no idea what they're about.
There are people that never shot one. Mm-hmm. And
never
then,
held one, never even actually seen one in their life.
Did you see a general that was... They play it all the time. This is a full auto, semi-automatic rifle. All the stuff it could do could be damageable. It's irreversible. And he has them at the range, and he's totally chicken winging it. Like, his left elbow is up in the air, and he's, like, just holding the gun like he's trying to, I don't know, stab a mouse with a broom. He's just, like, doing this crazy shit. And I'm thinking... All right, so you got a general in here talking about this stuff. And no offense, but that's like going to a CEO of a corporation and asking them what it's like to work on a fucking assembly line. You know what I mean? It's like that's exactly what it's it. If you want to have something, get a fucking grunt in there. Get a security forces, Air Force guy.
Yeah, get a weapons arms expert. Somebody, you know, actually like the armory guy, you know.
Exactly.
Like, get somebody with some nomenclature knowledge, you know, like
get Mad Dog Madison there. I get it. You know, he's a fucking Marine. Chaos knows what's up.
Oh yeah,
up.
Well, yeah, well, if I mean
but if
you get any
Air Force
Marine
guy,
you get any Marine in there.
That's what I loved about the team, guys. It didn't matter what the fuck rank you were. You know, you had fucking third class petty officer, second class petty officer, lieutenant commander. They all went, and it's Jim, John, Josh, and Joe. And they all went out, and they did the shit, you know. And it did not fucking matter. Mm-hmm. And those guys, interchangeable, they know exactly what's up. I mean, you got some people that are breachers. And anyways, you got people that have their own intricate jobs, but they understood what was up. And that's – but – the civilian, another thing that's a misconception, the civilian looks at military folk, and it doesn't matter what you did. Number one, you're in the Army. Doesn't matter what branch you're in. Oh, yeah, how was the Army? You know? And then number two, everybody thinks that you're going to die, and all your friends died, and you're going to battle, and you're just there to kill children.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I mean, I believe we had this discussion before where we talked about how the misconception is people think that, like, the military is kind of like what Stanley Kubrick's...
exactly. Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket it's, was. I feel like we had this conversation.
Well, that's
before.
What... especially when it comes to the guy that they have on television. Be like, hey, this guy's a general. Yeah. That's why he's so good.
Oh, he must be. He must be.
He good. Must know his shit.
Yeah, no, most generals especially... Like, the only ones where I'm like, okay, are, like, Marines. If we're talking about weaponry, it's for sure, like, every Marine knows weaponry.
Because they know,
like,
what makes the grass grow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like blood. All right.
So what's your opinion on the guns? And
I think people are honestly scared of guns for the wrong reasons. I mean, I understand to be frightened about something that could kill you, but I mean, it'd be the same to be frightened of a bow and arrow. You
right.
know, like, it's the same thing. It's a projectile, like, that's getting, like, granted, this is getting launched at you at a higher rate of speed, and, you know, the likeliness that you'll just die instantly is greater, but the mind fuck is bigger with an arrow sticking out of your chest, I'd imagine. So, like, there's differences to that, I believe, but I think most people don't realize that it's not, there's no issue with guns. It's, the guns, to me, are not the problem. It's the people who happen to do these things, you have to be sick to a certain level.
Right.
Certain level. You know what I mean? That's like people talk about mental illness, but it's beyond that. This is a for real sickness to want to murder this many people that you know.
That's a total mental cutoff of
what
humanity is.
Yeah, like there's
is.
Something completely
yeah,
off.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter if they had a gun, they would have a bomb,
exactly.
They would have a knife. They would do anything that it takes to get what it is because they already have it set in their mind that they're going to accomplish this.
I understand some of the restrictions they're going with them too, and some of them are kind of stupid. All right, so like if you're raising the age to 21, make people a little bit more responsible. I can get that. I understand. They did it with drinking.
Right.
All right, fine. It kind of sucks for some of those people, but at the same time, you're more mature and...
But at the same time, because just like drinking, you know, you get it raised to like a higher age and all of a sudden shit gets crazier. Think about how America treats alcohol versus how England treats alcohol. Right. You know, they start at young. They start like they can go to the pub with an adult. You know, as long as they have an adult, they can have a pint, you know, and they start out real young with like dinner, you know. So it's kind of like it's not like but at, like here in America, you hit 21, you fucking party hard. You go over there, it's not quite like that, you know, like
so you don't think the 21 thing's a good thing or no?
I mean, it can be a good thing, like don't get me wrong, it can be a good thing, but at the same time you taboo things for to a certain limit and all of a sudden it becomes taboo, so when you get the ability to, it's like, oh shit, party.
I mean, but that's why it went there, because it was already like that. That's our society. Our society was always like that.
Right.
So when that's the reason why it went from 18 to 21, because we've already had that established. It was the mentality. So like you people were, and then when it happened, people were going to high low states. Like some they had high beers and low beers. And I think Michigan, you had two types of beer. You had low beer, which is had a certain kind of alcohol content, and then high beer, which was, you know, more alcohol. And so as a kid growing up on the border, United States, Canada, pretty much, like, I would go to Windsor, Ontario, and get totally shithoused. Because it's 19 years old. I love that Don Barris bit. 19 years old, and you can drink alcohol, and the girls have no morals. Or whatever. I forget how the bit goes.
Oh, yeah.
But it always reminds me of being a kid. So, like...
I definitely. Sorry to cut you off. I wanted to get back to the gun thing. I want to get somebody to that is... I want to talk to somebody who's like anti the gun, like gun stuff. Like I want to talk to and just have like a civil discourse about what they feel is the issue. And I would like to hear what they feel the flaws are with the laws nowadays. I want to hear their perspective of it, because like I could speak to you about this all day, but we're preaching to an echo chamber at this moment because we both agree that, you know, it's never the guns. It's not necessarily the guns. This guns is just something that this whole idea of AR-15 is like this mass killing machine rifle, you know, is just a boogeyman that they're putting on you. And most of us get this, but we get somebody with another perspective, we're just speaking to an echo chamber now.
If you talk about any fucking city, like any big city, you've been to Chicago?
No, I've never been to Chicago.
Been to Detroit?
No.
Been to New York? In LA.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, they got crazy gun laws.
So you go to any of these places, and people automatically like, dude, you're going to Detroit, don't die. Yeah. You know, I was like, Detroit's actually pretty fucking cool. There's certain parts that, you know, like you any other city you know, exactly. You don't go down and you just don't scream and yell at people on the street. If you just walk down the street and mind your own, nobody's going to fuck with you. But that's kind of like how guns are, you know, to the point of like, oh, you're going in the army, you're going to die. You know, that's why I wanted to bring that part up again, was like, it's guns are like that. Oh, you have a gun? Oh, you're going to kill people. And this is my favorite thing right now, is this trend where people are taking their AR-15s and they're cutting off the barrel.
Oh, God, like, that's the stupidest thing. Dude, that's dumb people are with weapons.
Exactly.
That's how dumb people are. You cut off a barrel, first off, that's, I believe, illegal.
It is legal. Because you need another ATF stamp. But yeah, you're right.
Felony. First off, you know, that's already first off. And then second off, that's not even the fucking, the real part of the weapon is not the barrel. Like, that's how ignorant people are with weapons. They could even have one and still not know anything about it.
You hurt three pieces of it. You upper and lower handguards, and the upper receiver and your handguards.
Yep.
And that's basically what you fucked up, and that's it. You go and you buy a different handguards and another upper receiver,
and
you just put it back on, and that always cracks me up, because I'm thinking to myself, oh, if I just bought a new upper receiver, I would have done that anyway.
Yeah.
And who knows, if you got a rail slide, you know, for the grips, you got a different kind of grip system. Well, there you go. It's all good.
Oh, yeah, I did. I remember seeing that video of that lady, that governor lady, I believe, that was just literally like sawing through, and I'm like, This lady is a fucking idiot. She doesn't even know her own gun laws.
Right, like, she says she's been shooting them forever, but it's like, dude, you just did a felony.
Like, how are you going to preach to, like, oh, guns are bad, like, this, the gun laws are bad, and then you're just going to break them anyways, you know?
And like, that, well, the thing was, it was just...
We need more, but I'm going to break the first one.
Yeah. You know? Well, like, what I thought pissed me off about... Well, I don't say pissed me off, but I thought was kind of shitty about that, and you're still right, dude. And at the end of it, if you listen to her, she's like, and if you vote for me, blah, 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 blah. So no matter what it was, she likes guns.
It's self-serving.
I honestly think that she probably did have another upper receiver in a closet because she cut that thing in half. And then at the end of the whole spiel, if you vote for me, blah, 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 you know, I will make this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, oh, so that's what it was. It was a fucking politically motivated campaign
for sure.
You know, and it's like anybody else. I get it. People accept lobbying and whatever, but it's part of life. But at the same thing, that was more pandering. That was like when Clinton was on the radio on a black channel saying that, oh, I always carry Tabasco sauce with me. No, bitch, you don't.
No, you fucking don't.
And
Tabasco sauce, bitch, you don't even know good fucking hot sauce. Tabasco, you fucking clown.
Oh, my God.
Man. You fucking clown.
But the whole guns thing, like...
It's all about Pete's Red Hot.
There you go. Hey, today we're sponsored by Pete's Red Hot. And now I just want to let you guys know, and if you don't mind, send Carlos de Jesus a shit ton of Pete's Red Hot sauce.
I love that shit.
At any time and in place, and I'll take some coffee, mostly Tim Hortons. But anyways... now back
to that
regular.
Is it, do they have good coffee?
It's decent. It's actually not as great. Like, all right, I like Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's are my top two.
And McDonald's is actually good. Tim Hortons is good. It depends on where you go, because there's a lot of places in Detroit and around northern Michigan that kind of suck because they burn it. And
Starbucks does the same thing.
If it's been sitting around too long, it's burnt and it tastes like shit. If you're in like Windsor, Ontario, and you know Tim Hortons or something like that. Timbits, they're like the mini donut holes. They call them Timbits there. Sponsored by Tim Hortons. And then they made one in my hometown, and half the staff burns the shit out of it, and the other half makes it pretty good. One of my jobs for the military was working at a coffee shop, so I get kind of partial to my coffee. Did I talk about this last time?
No, I don't think I've ever known that you did coffee.
Yeah, well, I kind of had a punk rock bands and friends that played in bands and in that coffee shop. So that's,
oh, no shit, okay.
Yeah, so it was like small punk rock type scene. And so what I do is I'd sell the coffees. And if you bought a coffee and you wanted some Starburst, that was one hit acid. And if you wanted Juicy Fruit, the 10 strip was in that. So, you know. 40 for a 10 strip, 5 for a hit. And, yeah, sorry about that, guys, at the Uptown Coffee Shop. But, you know, hey, I had to pay.
It was a long time ago.
Before I went in the military, I didn't understand.
It was a long time ago. It doesn't
good
matter.
Times.
I've done
good
a bunch
times.
Of dumb shit, you know? I did a bunch of dumb shit back in the day. It doesn't matter.
good times.
It doesn't matter. People forget. That was an interesting. I definitely want to talk to somebody who, Or it could even be somebody who's in the military that's like, because I'm sure there's got to be like the left wing, the left side. Yeah, because I'm for sure not right wing. I'm very much devil's advocate. Very much so, because I could care less about the whole political thing. I just see everybody arguing with each other and
that's
want to find out why you guys are so stupid.
No, I totally get that, man, because I usually just don't even bring it up anymore, because on both sides, whether they like guns or they're against guns, most of the people are against them. But they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, and the perfect example is that fucking governor lady who chopped off. I can't believe that nonsense. That's unbelievable.
And if you watch the entire video at the end of it, you'll see that she took it off. My favorite one, though, is there's another guy. I think he might have, I don't know, he might have been like an 0311. Like some fucking, you know, he might have been a Marine Corps infantryman. And he's got his gun. And he's got that chop saw, and he's talking about all the deaths and that's happened, you know, teenage, this, that, and the other thing. And then right at the end, he pulls his cell phone out, and he fucking cuts his cell phone in half.
Ha,
and I was like, yes, it's on that.
That's a good joke.
It's on my Facebook, Josh O's Comedy Show, what do you call it, group. I post that in that shit.
That's a good joke. It's fucking true.
Dude, yes. And the thing is, too, is like, and if you're rifle or pistol qualified in the military, you gotta go to the range. You gotta be able to say, yeah, I can shoot this, and I understand it. I know the fundamentals of this weapon, rifle, pistol, whatever the fuck you want to call
it. Now, do you think teachers should be armed?
Do I think so? All right, so I think if they have a specific level of training. At one point, I was against it, because if I was in school at 13 years old and my teacher was like pissed off, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But I think there should be a very high level of fucking training, like a lot. for those to be in there. Like, not just that, see, mental now, aptitude test for the teachers.
And now that's kind of, see, I do agree with that, but at the same time, it sounds logical, but,
yeah.
And that's honestly what I would say. But thinking about it, it's like, well, teachers already have a fuck ton of work to do. Do you right. know what I mean? They have to plan their courses. They have to do all these things. They spend right. more than 8 hours a day.
Exactly. Every also day have doing summer.
That, right?
So
yeah, you do have a summer, I guess. That's very true.
So, like, you can't, like, you have to have your quals in before you come to that year. And then they have to wait till the end of the year.
Right. Okay.
You know, just, you know, kind of, because I was kind of thinking about that, too. Because you have to have all these quals. And you have to, I think, maybe pass in some sort of, like, you're not going to fucking kill kids yourself.
Yeah.
You know, type thing.
Yeah. Oh, and for sure. Evaluation.
If
I mean, there has to be something. You can't just say ban guns and expect people to just no. do that. You know, like, it's already in the universe.
But they have to have a good comprehension of the system.
You got
to
understand what you're fucking with. Like, you got to yeah. understand. See, I think that's a lot of the problem here in California as well.
I think it's regional.
Everybody's so coddled.
Yes.
They're super coddled that they don't understand that this is just life.
Well, there's so much entitlement out here. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, if you go to Texas and people respect rifles and stuff, there are schools, like, when I went to high school, you could still have a shotgun in the back window of your car. People just realized, you know, it wasn't loaded.
Like, right.
They gave a shit.
Yeah, and that's also another thing. It's like the guns have been around
schools
since
had
forever.
Fucking ranges in them.
Yeah, the guns have been around forever. Why is it now all of the sudden that these kids are flipping the fuck out?
Once back to the media, dude.
I think it goes back to the media and the whole medications that everybody's getting.
Media, medications, and like not valuing human life.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's not the video games and stuff. It's
no.
It's how, because I play video games. I play a lot of video games. A lot of them are shooters. I'm not going around fucking shooting people. And I know a lot about guns. And I fired a lot of them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I even have some. You know, like, I'm not going around doing stupid shit like that because I'm not fucking crazy like that. You know, there's the people. Those people are sick.
Yeah.
But it's more of, like, how society treats people. You know, now, it especially now with the demasculation of what, you know, men are being like, is, you know.
That's what I think, you know, you said it earlier, and I totally agree, and it really sucks because what's the thing?
It
like,
sounds horrible.
If you do anything as a dude, like if you do a manly thing now, it's like, oh, you compensating for something?
Yeah.
Well, you got
yeah,
a big old truck. Why? What are you compensating? You got a big truck.
Yeah. And,
like
and the thing is, and the thing is too, is that the teaching profession is mainly dominated by women, especially young children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you don't really want. It's kind of weird to have like a kind of dude like teach like kids. You know, because it's not like a maternal thing.
My
buddy
Tim's the senior chief stationed down in Coronado. And he's a CB. He helps out the SEALs and shit mm-hmm. down there, and he does his stuff. And I think I don't want to say too much because I don't want to fucking point him out, but because he's still active duty. And he, like, during the walkouts, which I understand the walkout, if you're doing 17 minutes or if you're doing the thing for 17 students and that, that's cool. You're honoring people. Don't mm-hmm. turn it into a podium for gun violence for or against. You know, do it for an honoring of people and, you know, to realize, hey, let's have some love for these people and let's talk about what happens. Good thing to say, hey, whatever, but don't, this is a teacher had Tuck Frump, a sign, like Tuck Frump, like, you know,
yeah,
fuck Trump,
making,
but
yeah, stop making it a political agenda.
If you're an educator, I don't care if you liked or hated any of the politicians. It doesn't fucking matter. That's not for you to put on a child.
Yeah, and plus that's totally not the issue.
Yeah.
You're completely yes. devoiding the issue in order to push a
political
agenda.
Yes. Yes.
You know, like that's not what the issue. Donald Trump isn't the issue.
Right.
He's not the issue. I'm sorry. I know you guys hate him so fucking much, but he's not the issue. He has never really been the fucking issue.
No.
Like, if you think about it, if you really think about it without any bias or hatred, he hasn't really been the fucking issue.
Hasn't really? Yeah. It's so easy to just take parts of an interview. And I'm not trying to justify a guy. I'm just saying it's so easy to take parts of it because he's kind of...
Oh, he's a fucking loose cannon. He's a fucking...
He's kind of out there.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
But the stuff that you're accusing... Do some research, you know, find out, like, oh, that's crazy. He had so much stuff.
When you're doing a walkout for anti-gun violence, take your stance. That's the whole point of it. That's a protest. That's what you do. That's what you're supposed to do. But make it about the guns or make it about the fucking president. He has nothing to do with that right now. He makes laws about
especially
it, but that's
when that
local.
That wasn't even pro or against that.
Yeah, there's no
I
stance.
It,
you're not taking a
initially,
stance right now.
I thought it was an anti-gun thing. And I looked into it, and I'm like, no. It's just to remember the kids and say, hey, something, you know, whatever. And I don't know. It's funny because, like, if there was ever a walkout, I don't care what it was. If it was for extra pizza, I would have done it just to get out of class. You know what I mean? Like, when you're, like, 12, 14, 16 years old in school, I don't care what it's for. Oh, we want to sell Mary Kay in the fucking in the cafeteria at lunch. Right. We're going to do a walkout. I'm down. Let's get some blush. Right. Fuck yeah. Let's do this shit. We're demasculating men anyway.
it sounds really shitty to say that. It sounds really shitty, especially as a dude, to be like, oh, well, you know, as young kids, these women are demasculating men. And it's really shitty. It's really shitty because, like, you shouldn't have to say shit like that, first off. But, like, people treat... Nowadays, well, everybody's so soft, I guess. Everybody's so... It's weird. I don't know how to describe it.
I don't want to say just women. I don't want to say women are doing it.
Women aren't just the ones. They aren't the culprit.
Society is doing it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think a lot of it is, believe it or not, I think a lot of it's our colleges. And a lot of the colleges are pushing that agenda because it, you know, it's a financial gain because the more people you have sitting in classrooms, the less people sitting in trade schools. And then, so the more it looks like if you do physical labor, the less of a person you are. So that's why a lot of punchlines are you'll be doing construction, you'll be doing all this
other shit. Yeah, I remember the big punchline in the military was, oh, are you going to flip burgers for the rest of your life? Like, is that, like, that's a bad thing now, you know? Like, that's a bad thing. That's not a bad thing.
If you're a janitor, janitors make a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, half of the military is doing a janitor shit at one time or another, especially at the beginning. And then I was a welder. 24 years because I was welder before I went in the military, and man, making fucking bank, dude. I got offers for I'd rather be telling dick jokes, you know. I'm sorry, but
I get
you know. But I mean, offers for 140 to go to bad places and weld on camps and stuff, which that'd be cool. But the thing is I got myself to that position where I have these jobs because, you know, I busted my ass. So plumbing, we want to make fun of a plumber because he has a literal shit job. But these guys are fucking going to make 80 to 100 grand a year, you know, just for actually knowing what the hell they're doing. Electricians, high-rise electricians especially, or high-voltage electricians, oh my God, they're fucking, it's unreal how much money they want. But you want to take it away and say, oh, you'll be doing construction. And, oh, if you do that kind of shit, you're dumb. Which, no, these guys are actually fucking borderline genius electricians.
Yeah, they take like manual labor jobs and treat them poorly for sure. They for sure do that. But you know the weird thing is that, like, everybody's screaming for equality, you know, this, that, and the other, which is great. You should scream for equality, but then, you know, I can't make fun of you. Yeah. You know, if you're truly equal, I'm going to shit on you like I do everyone else.
But that's,
you know, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Chinese, fucking that's Puerto what Rican, I love Mrs. about, Hispanic, yes, gay, man, straight, tranny. It doesn't matter. If you're truly equal, if you truly want to be equal, I'm going to shit on you. I'm not going to give you special treatment just because you're a fucking delicate flower. You are a piece of shit just like everyone else. And I'm going to treat such. You know, like, and you could be a great person. I'm probably best friends with you, but I'm still going to shit on you. Yeah. You know, and it doesn't matter who you are.
Look,
And the fact that you want to be treated differently just because you think you're different, that's the thing. You think you're different. You're not. You think you are.
If you say something of somebody, to somebody or about somebody, then you're talking about all their people. It's like, all right, so being in the military, you're around every race, every religion, just about, you know, and all that other stuff, and you're kind of, it doesn't matter, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
For the most part, it doesn't matter. If you're around a group of people, you're talking shit, and that's it, when you're on deployment. Now, when you get back to home port or wherever, you know, with garrison or whatever, then you're talking shit, and then some people hears it down the hallway, and then it goes all the way up, and then now, you know, you said something really funny to your friend, and you're calling trash, talking names, but automatically, it's the same shit you said back there, but it's racist, or it's sexist, or it's, you know, it's overheard, and it's sad, because when you are just hanging out with your people, talking shit to your people, and when I say your people, that doesn't mean race, color, religion. It means your group of people that you're working with.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you set the tone for in that business, I mean, that's, and you guys are comfortable with it, that's cool. You're not going to, you know.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, everybody's different. People are different. So, like, my the way my perspective is on how this should be is obviously going to be different because my mind thinks differently than, let's say, somebody out in fucking, you know, Wisconsin. You know, like, their ideas might be completely different than mine, but I, you know, it's just all perspective.
Going right back to the whole gun thing, man, is that, like, if I grew up in, like, you know, Houston or Dallas or outside somewhere in Texas, you know, versus somebody that lives in South Central LA versus somebody that grew up in Beverly Hills. You know, your thought process of guns are completely fucking different. Mm-hmm. And most of the places where the most gun violence happens, nobody even talks about it. You know, it's bad to talk about that on the news. And those places are also the places with the most laws.
Yeah, like here.
Like
here.
Chicago, most laws, Chicago, most murders. Yeah. And I think we had, by March, we had like 500. I could be wrong. I don't know. I mean, disclaimer, guys, so I don't get like a shit ton of hate fucking tweets later. But,
you know. You for sure are. I'm going to let you know that right now. You for sure are.
Oh, yeah. Now, all four people are listening to the show.
Yeah.
Now, hey, and if that's the case, and if you're going to hate us for saying what we want to say, well, at least we're fucking saying what we believe in, and number one, and number two, educate yourself. I mean, so if you actually think, oh, fuck you, because you're saying this about this kind of gun, that kind of gun, we'll find out more about that kind of gun, you know, find out what cyclic rate of fire is, and what magazine capacity is, and rounds, and project, you know, how much.
I mean, it definitely gets a lot deeper than that, but definitely, you should definitely know the basics before, you know, you start sawing off the barrel of a fucking gun, thinking you're destroying the weapon, you fucking moron.
Oh, guys, look at what she really did, look what she said to everybody.
Oh my goodness, what a fucking idiot.
I had a friend of mine, she's a sweetheart, she puts together a show in Virginia Beach. And, you know, but on the other side of the spectrum as we are when it comes to this gun thing. And she's like, oh, she really told it to the man on this. And I'm like, no. That's funny because I saw the exact video with everybody else on the other side of the spectrum. Like, look at this dumb bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, anybody who knows anything is just like,
are you kidding me?
You're talking about more gun laws and you're breaking the first one. Like, what? Unbelievable.
Well, it's unbelievable. Like, well, the thing too, I think's funny because there's a lot of people. I mean, she's one of them, but there's a lot of people that did that, and she's just hacking somebody else's thing because somebody else did that before she did. And it's like, this gun is never going to hurt anybody ever. Well, you know what? It never was going to anyway. You had it. You seem like a responsible, you know, adult.
Are you
going to
hurt them?
You weren't going to shoot somebody with this thing anyway.
Yeah. This knife is never going to hurt anyone. No, unless you want to hurt them. That's the key element that everybody forgets. It's only if you want it to happen.
Yeah.
You know? And that's it. They're inanimate objects. Like, the rock didn't knock over Goliath. David throwing the rock knocked him over. You know what I mean?
It's a person with a weapon and opportunity.
Exactly.
And opportunist. Who was upset, and he's like, fuck this, and you're gonna go, and then he got him, and oh my god, no, we got man rocks, rocks, no! Ah!
Yeah, and I mean, it's whatever it is. I mean, it's gonna be a stupid argument for the longest time.
Yeah, and there's another thing that I think's dumb, that taxing the shit out of, weapons, that's another thing. Oh, what we'll do is we'll make it so expensive to get a gun, it's hard to get a gun. Well, the people that need a gun the most are the ones that make them the least.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, what? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
So, the guys that, no matter what, are going to be armed, and everybody's screaming for no arms, are usually behind people that have arms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people sleep peaceably at night because strong men will do violence on your behalf. I think that's George Orwell's quote from way back in the day.
Yep.
And it's the truth. These people are able to say these things because they have people that will guard them.
Yeah, it's like back when, you remember when Sarah Silverman called for a coup on Twitter?
Oh.
She called for a coup on Twitter, like, once we have the military on our side, we'll be able to take down whatever the fuck she wrote, like a moron. I love Sarah Silverman. I think she's a nice lady, but that was by far one of the stupidest things I've ever read in my fucking life. You know, because it's like, first off, you're asking violence upon people. Do you know what a coup is?
Yeah,
do you know how that works? Like,
that's also, that's like the, you know, I'm pro-life.
But you would never see her on the front line. You will never, ever, 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 ever see her leading the charge with these people who she's trying to incite a war right. against.
And it's like the people that go to the abortion clinics and kill doctors. Like, I'm pro-life, but I'm going to take yours. Like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't really? Make any sense.
That's fucking done.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But that's just whatever. We're just going to be fighting these fights for a really long time. Yeah. That's it.
It's people with opportunities, and that's why they will take the opportunity to fucking do that shit.
Yep.
And the thing is, here's the sensitive portion of people that are crazy in mental health. You also have a lot of HEPA laws. So it gets very, very kind of weird when you're trying to do mental health. And then what exactly is the mental health?
Yeah.
You know, because like technically I'm crazy. You know what I mean? According to some people,
I wouldn't be able to get a gun.
Yeah. If you ruled people with PTSD from the military, but I'm really like one of the most peaceful people, as long as you're not in the left lane in traffic. That's totally a joke. I just flip you off and call you bad words. And hit the horn a lot. Like a lot. But anyways,
Another argument they like to use, or that I've seen, is so you think these weapons are going to help defend against the government? And well, it's like that argument is the stupidest argument, because the government is people.
Not just that, the government's people, but the military. That's why I'm glad you said that, because people say, "What are you going to fight against the military?" Well, you can't use the military on its own civilians.
Yeah.
That's like a law that we cannot. I'm no longer active duty, but if I was, or you know, one of the people that are listening that are active duty,
once military, always military.
Yeah, but you're not actually getting paid by the military. You're not in uniform right now. So. Right. Like if you're on active duty, you can't go against your own people. Like, National Guard can do certain things for their state, but as far as active duty, regular, everyday Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, you cannot. And I'm not sure.
The Air Force is not going to come and start bombing cities in the United States. Yeah. That's never going to happen. Never. Not once. Yeah. In a coup, all that happens is the military steps aside.
That's it.
That's all they do. It's the people taking over, but the military steps aside. They don't fight. That's not how it works.
And do you really think, and that's the thing too, is like if they did ban all these weapons and stuff, there's no way. Who would you like to be the guy going, hi, I'm with the guys taking your guns. I'm with the ATF, and we're here to collect what you have. You know, if you did like maybe a national buyback or something like that, where you're giving people money to fucking sell, like, a lot of their shit. You're not going to get all of them, but you can get rid of a lot of them. You know, because people, you know, and you actually give them fair value
They wouldn't give them fair value.
No, definitely not. It's like Kelly
Blue Book.
Government
we're talking about.
Blue Book will never give you fair value on your car. There's two different books. There's a book saying, hey, this is what your car is worth. And then you go to the Blue Book, which depreciates it a bit. Because it depreciates it to the point of them getting an incentive to resell it, so that way they can sell it at a certain rate, so they can make money off of your vehicle, and you're not. You might walk away slightly happy or slightly feeling butt raped.
Mm-hmm.
That's been kind of crazy. I honestly never thought we'd get into this, because this is like I said, I honestly love this kind of conversation with people. My buddy Roy Rogers, he's a stand-up comic, is his real name, but he's been Actually, let me take that back. He's no longer really a stand-up. He does a shit ton of improv. He's over at ICB, UCB.
ICB. Right, I was like, ICB. Never heard
he's,
of ICB.
He's an ICP. He's a clown guy. Drinks Faygo. No, he's over at UCB, and that's the thing too. Like, if he ever posts anything on Facebook, and I totally disagree with him, all right, dude, let's just get a burrito. You know, and that's it. We would go to the Cali burritos or some shit like that on Hollywood, because it's close to where he lives, and we'd sit down and we'd have a burrito and we'd talk about it, and like we'd probably agree to disagree by the time they end the conversation. But it's really good to see my friend, and honestly, I like hearing another point of view, because you might change my mind, because I might be wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
And I want to see why you feel the way you do. You know what I'm saying?
And I feel like that's another thing that nowadays people do, is they don't give you. They're so aggressive about opinions now that they don't give you the opportunity to be wrong anymore.
No, it's you don't like what I like, fuck you. Unfriend me now. If you like this, unfriend me now.
Yeah. They don't give you the opportunity to be wrong or like discuss about it. It's either you see my way or you fuck off. And like, it's like, that's not how it should work. You're literally segregating. You know, that's what you're doing. You're separating each other all based off of an idea that might or might not be wrong.
Dude, when I was a kid, I thought witch hunts were bullshit. I was like, nuh-uh, nobody would burn people. For sure. Nobody would burn witches. And then now I'm an adult and I see what Facebook happens.
Yeah, this is...
It's like, oh, modern day witch hunts. Oh, yeah, that's a real thing. Yeah, these are witch hunts. Mm-hmm. The thing that was a line in a Metallica song, you know, modern day witch hunts, some shit, I forget what it was, but... I always thought about that line.
And I mean, some of them are totally understandable, but like a lot of it is just very much so witch hunt.
It's all, you know, fear. False evidence appearing real. Hoorah.
Yeah. Like poor Michael Jackson. He never touched those kids.
Okay. See, that's the thing. I, you know what I mean? Like, I would want to, I would like to know, like, if he did or not. I mean, you know, we could definitely go back and forth on that.
He's a weird guy. Never touched those kids. I don't believe it. I don't believe he touched those kids. Yeah. Either way.
Who knows?
That's a
Michael Jackson. Hee
yeah.
hee.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah. But either way, I rest in peace, Prince. So, like, I remember, because I never got into Michael Jackson, like, when I was a kid. But Prince was, like, Purple Rain was the
best.
Fuck, dude. And I was like, oh, this is amazing, you know?
Prince was the best, absolutely. Hello. One of the best guitarists.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and motherfucking girls. Yeah, man. Definitely one of the best, man. One thing is, there's a, I think it was Bob Fest or something, or maybe, no, it was like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Tom Petty was playing lead guitar, you know, and then you had, or he was playing rhythm guitar, and then lead guitar is Prince. That, like, holy fuck.
Are you talking about While My Guitar Weeps?
While My Guitar Gently Weeps, mm-hmm. Yes. And he just went to town on it. And I'm like, oh, this is so good. Because Petty's just, you know, got the rhythm going on. And then
George Harrison's just chilling.
Dude, it's George Harrison's song.
Yeah.
Fucking, I think Clapton was on that stage, too.
Yeah, he was on the stage as well.
Was Harrison still, because it's Harrison's song.
Yeah, I think he was on it.
Okay, cool. Because I don't know if it was after he died or it was before he died.
I think it was before.
Okay, well, I hope so. Because that'd be kind of zombie George Harrison.
He's just straight up Weekend at Bernie's. You know,
there's a big, honestly, like, no shit, though, if getting Beatles talk is, we'll slide the conversation or something else for a second. No, there's a lot of people that have a conspiracy theory that Paul McCartney died a long, long time ago. And then, you know, it's somebody else that's alive now. So if you look at Abbey Road, you have one person without shoes, one person missing a face, one person wearing white. And it's everything is specific to mean something else. And, like, the Volkswagen Bug's license plate has something to do with it. And just fucking nuts.
People are nuts. There's another one that I think is hilarious that's going around now. It's Dave Chappelle. The original Dave.
Yes!
Dave Chappelle was killed. And it's a new Dave Chappelle that they had cloned to act as Dave Chappelle.
From the Illuminati. I mean,
from
the Illuminati. The
Illuminati
cloned Dave Chappelle and brought him. Yes.
Yep.
Like, if one of his cousins doesn't recognize him, I'm thinking, you know what? I don't recognize most of my cousins anyway, because they don't give a fuck about me. So, you know, the ones that are listening and stuff
so
like that,
funny.
I love them. But the ones that aren't.
It's so funny. Because that's the stupidest conspiracy theory.
How many times you smoked a joint with fucking Dave Chappelle here?
A couple of times.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
a couple times.
Yeah, and we'll talk about Ohio or something like that. He'll be hanging out at Sacred Ground and you know, doing a spot or in between.
I'm just hanging out, whatever the hell
he
does.
And I don't bother the guy, but he, you know, if you're sitting down, he will just sit down next to you and shoot the shit, just like a regular comic. That's
regular person.
Yeah, man. That's the cool thing about this, is like you have Lieutenant
Commander. But, you know, he was cloned. I'm going to talk to him about that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he hears it, like, all the time at this point. I'm surprised he hasn't been on stage like, look, motherfucker. You know, and talking about how he has not been cloned. Or how he was. And, yeah, if you're going to clone me, clone my bank account or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny, though.
Fuck yeah, man. Got anything coming up this week or anything anytime soon?
Well, I mean, let's see. What do I
When's
got?
That fucking movie come out?
The 23rd of this month.
Yes.
23rd of this month. That's really the big,
I'm
the
so
big thing
for you,
that I'm doing right
I'm
now.
So
Thank
happy
you, man.
For you, man.
I appreciate that.
Fuck yeah.
That's the big thing coming out. I don't really have anything else. Nothing necessarily booked or whatnot. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see throughout time.
Yeah, I don't think I said it publicly, but I'll say it. Man, thanks for fucking hanging it. Hey, dude, we're in the Pauly Shore's mom's basement here at the Comedy Store, and I wouldn't be sitting right here if it wasn't for you. And I appreciate you being a big part of this, you know. And today's topic is guns, and thanks to you. And thanks for letting everybody hate me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I really appreciate you fucking, I joke around, I call you Bucky in real life. Because, you know, you really helped me out, dude.
And yeah, no worries, brother. No worries, man. I appreciate it.
I just got new stickers in for the Josh O'Brien stickers, the Navy CBF, but my face
cool.
on it and stuff.
Very cool.
And since I've been doing the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank thing, and also I've been helping out slothcares.org. Slothcares.org, sloth basically broken down means Sean's last opportunity to help. It's like one of my best friends. When there's like about 6-8 comics, we hung out together all the time. You know, we're in different rooms like as comic. It's basically comedy when you're doing mics and stuff like that. It's kind of like being in college when you're going to different classes. And a lot of times you guys go to the same classrooms together. And, you know, you'd be like, oh, okay, you got calc this time. You have this at that time. Okay, cool. I'll see you at psych or whatever. And that's like we would hit a lot of the same rooms all the time. And unfortunately, he took his life a few years ago. And it's we're almost at, on, I think, 3-year anniversary now because it was like right around tax time. Now, his roommate was another comic, and he called us. He's like, hey, Josh, fucking, I think Sean killed himself. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You know, and, like, and he had to call every comic that he called, and we all thought he was just pranking. So, like, he had to go through that with every single person. And Travis Cowley is part of Sloth. And anyways, what's the 503C or whatever the fuck? I don't understand the whole, like, taxes or whatever, but it's a nonprofit charity. What we've put together money for so far, we paid for the training of PTSD dogs, and we also put together some money for different, you know, shelters and stuff like that for vets, and that's every time we're doing this. So if anybody wants any of these stickers, I'm going to put at least 50 cents, I'm going to sell them for $1. And after I cover the cost of more stickers, 100% of everything is, let's just put it this way, whatever you get, everything is going towards Sloth, with the exception of obviously buying more stickers to do the same thing again. Because I have no financial thing, that's why I give them away to most people. But, you know, I appreciate if you donated it, and that's cool. And that's just going to go to, so you can go to the Sloth, slothcares.org. And we're a reputable charity now, you know?
Very cool. And, yeah, it sounds like a good organization.
Yeah, dude, fucking.
Yeah, because that's quite the tragedy, you know? You don't ever want that.
No, dude, you're right. And the thing is, too, is like there's a lot of vets, you know, when we walk away, we don't really have that self-worth that we had, you know? And that's, if you see another vet, if you can, give them a couple bucks. You know, whatever it is, shoot the shit with them. You don't even have to give them money. Just give them time. Time's more valuable than money. So if you just shoot the shit with them, just talk to them, make them laugh a little bit or whatever. But just make sure they don't feel alone, you know. And they say it's around the holidays, but I think that's kind of true, but I think it's kind of bullshit. I think it's about whatever days you're low. And that's, we always hit these roller coasters. I didn't mean to go to a deep, dark spot when I say this, but just look out for each other, man. 22 is enough. We just lost another BU-2, active duty Navy CB out of Gulfport, Mississippi. And I don't know if everybody knows the names and stuff, so I'm omitting that, but he's a builder, second class, petty officer, and a hell of a good guy. He was at 303 before one of my previous commands. And, so look out for each other, look, you know, and for real, man, fucking contact, call a veteran today, call somebody you served with or somebody you know served. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to say thank you for your service or suck their dick or anything like that. If you want to suck mine, it's okay. But, like that's totally funny and fine and all that other stuff. You know what I mean? I'm trying to keep it away from going too dark in this, but,
it's all right. What was it? Say the organization again.
Slothcares.org. Yeah. The website's slothcares.org. And there's actually a PayPal thing you want to go to. You can pay into that. But, you know, for real, 22 is 22 a day, man. That's a lot.
Quite a bit.
They say, oh, it's 20 a day now. Well, that's still too fucking much.
It's still quite a bit.
You know? So.
And they're still, I wonder if people are still doing push-ups.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Those are the last, seriously, like the last push-ups I did in uniform. Man. Actually, the last push-ups I did, period, were in uniform on Sean's anniversary of his death. And I was like the 22 a day for memory for that.
Right, right.
And then it turned to 22 a day for 22 days. You know, I'm like, fuck that. Yeah. I did my thing. I think Sean Halpin was the one who nominated me for that one.
So that's funny. I like Sean.
He's the best, man. I love that dude, too. All right, well, got anything else, man? We good?
No, that's it, man. Slothcares.org.
Slothcares.org.
Yeah, that sounds like a great organization, totally. So
yeah, and remember that. It's on the East Coast, doing a lot of comedy shows out there. We got like 3 more. Usually Virginia Beach Funny Bone. Thanks to Rick Bruner, the manager there. He's the one who really helped us out. It's a couple brothers, Sean's brothers, Rick Bruner, and you know, a few comics. Me, Travis, Carl, Brian Shelsby, John. Yeah, there's a few other people. So anyways, for all those For all those I followed, thanks for making me a better leader. For all those I've led, thanks for making me a better person. Voki, hey, man, thanks for fucking tuning in and spreading the word. But you fucking weird bastard from Boston, you Southie fuck. God, I love you, you crazy motherfucker. And I can't wait till you do this fucking show. Voki.